KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 64 degrees. We picked up 1/100th of an inch of rainfall, or about the past half hour here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Our weather forecast for today, partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers this morning, and then again later today in a high around 84 with winds out of the west at 10 to 15. Miles per hour. Topping Southwest Iowa news, the Division of Criminal Investigation and the Creston Police Department are continuing to investigate the facts and circumstances surrounding a June 19th shooting and subsequent death in Creston. On June 19th at around 2:05 a.m., Creston police responded to a report of shots fired at 2304 North Pine Street. Inside the home, officers found 44-year-old Christy Herbal suffering from a gunshot wound. Herbal was visiting the home, was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital where she later died. 36-year-old Creston resident Charles Keaton was arrested at the scene and charged with felon in possession of a firearm, but no criminal charges have been filed in connection with the death of Christy Herbal. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Monday that the use of seat belts and airbag deployment prevented serious injuries during a collision Sunday evening south of Stanton. Authorities were notified at around 5:25 p.m. about a two-vehicle accident near 240th Street and O Avenue. When deputies arrived, they determined a 2005 Jeep Liberty, driven by a juvenile female, was turning around on the road on the backside of a hill near the intersection. A northbound 1998 Chevy Monte Carlo, driven by 96-year-old Alice Erickson of Essex, crested the hill and struck the SUV. Erickson and a female passenger in her vehicle suffered minor injuries and were transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by private vehicle. Damage from the collision amounted to about $8,000. Deputies were assisted at the scene by Stanton Fire and Rescue, along with Red Oak Fire and Rescue. A man and woman from Red Oak were injured during a single-vehicle accident that took place Sunday afternoon west of Oakland. According to Pottawatomie County Chief Deputy Rob Ambrose, the driver of the 2005 Chevy pickup, 72-year-old Leslie Skalberg and his passenger, 63-year-old Connie Skalberg, were injured in the crash that happened on Highway 6 near 360th Street at around 3:05 p.m. Sunday.
Evidently, it appears that the driver, Leslie Skalberg, suffered some type of mental condition and traveled off the roadway into the north ditch, causing the vehicle to go airborne and become disabled.
Rescue crews from Oakland and Minden worked to free the pair from the pickup. Ambrose said Connie Skalberg was flown to an area hospital by Midwest Medical Helicopter. Minden Rescue transported Leslie Skalberg to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries. Both were reported to be in stable condition Monday morning. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office on Monday issued a report on arrests that took place during the month of May. Authorities say 22-year-old Jennifer Woolsey of Coon Rapids was arrested May 2nd for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. She was released later that afternoon after appearance before the magistrate. On May the 3rd, 27-year-old Mackenzie Belknap of Audubon was arrested on domestic abuse assault charges, along with two counts of child endangerment. He was later released that afternoon following an appearance before the judge. 25-year-old Brittany Randolph of Audubon was arrested May 5th for OWI first offense. She was later released on her own recognizance. On May 9th, 29-year-old Joseph White of Exira was arrested for false imprisonment. He was released the following day after appearing before the magistrate, but White was arrested again May 13th for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. He was released later that day following an appearance before the magistrate. On May 16th, 26-year-old Blake Johans of Audubon was arrested for first-degree harassment. He was released that same evening after posting bond. On May 21st, 51-year-old Michael Hass of Kimbleton was arrested for OWI first offense. He was released the following morning after appearing before the magistrate. And on May 29th, 30-year-old Mark Holland of Audubon was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. He was released after posting bond. Also on the 29th, 49-year-old Vicente Gomez of San Antonio, Texas, was charged with electronic contraband in a correctional facility. Gomez was already in the Audubon County Jail on unrelated charges. He remains held in the jail as of yesterday. And 20-year-old Jacob Saul of Kimbleton was arrested May 30th for violation of probation. He was released after posting bond. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst, a native of Red Oak, will serve as the Grand Marshal of the Red Oak Junction Days Parade this Saturday. The parade begins at 10:30. Later in the day, Senator Ernst will be speaking at the dedication of the Cedar County Freedom Rock in Cedar County as part of her 99-county tour for 2019. Both events are open to the public. In our funeral announcements, Forrest Bruce Johnson, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Forrest Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Diane Connolly, age 85, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Diane Connolly will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. George Henry Steenhuisen, age 85, of Irwin, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for George Steenhuisen will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. James Hightoff, age 68, of Audubon, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A mass of Christian burial for James Hightoff will be this Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Randy Allen, age 64, of Carson, died June 17th in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Randy Allen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dennis Denny Studelberg, age 69, of Mitchell, South Dakota, and formerly of Atlantic, died May 28th in Mitchell. A celebration of life for Denny Studelberg will be Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. His family says they'll gather at 4 o'clock with the service to start at 4:30, and they invite you to stay following the service to enjoy a Hawkeye tailgate party with all the fixings. You're also asked to dress in your favorite team attire and join the family to celebrate Denny's life. And if you're not able to attend the service, please come anytime during the evening. Jody Wilson, age 48, of Harlan, died Saturday. Private family services for Jody Wilson will be held at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is assisting the family. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.